See. But in the jackal world, of course, they define love and virtue as denying your own needs, suppressing them. So in other words, I'm supposed to be selfless. Once I hear your need, I can have no need. But then I'm not giving because I really saw it as a mitzvah. I'm giving out a duty and a different kind of obligation. An ugly one. To buy my way into heaven. See, we do that. Not out of caring for the other person. Because that really isn't taking care of the other person when we are selfless. They pay for it. Any act we take for another person that is not done out of pure mitzvah, pure joy in serving, which means we're not doing it for the other person. We're doing it for self-full motivation. See, giraffe requires a consciousness of self-fullness. In jackal land, we only know selfish, selfless. We're now bringing in a whole different concept of self-fullness. So anything that persons do for another person that isn't done purely out of self-fullness, we pay for in this way. It is taking them away from the divine game we're talking about. It's bringing them into a game of slavery where you are forced out of obligation, duty, guilt, fear, shame to do things. So to whatever degree we get conditioned to that, the person sees serving us out of that energy, they condition us in a way that makes it harder and harder for them to give self fully to us. So we get something now done for us. But the cost is terrible because it kills, it interrupts this divine energy. It makes it that our need is not they're not serving out of a mitzvah, out of a memnun.
I was going to direct this to Earl and Salwa, but I'll direct it to you. You've been all over the world. You've seen all these cultures. They say that that's both a part of their culture.
Yeah.
But what percentage of the people actually operate in that?
About 8%, according to certain research that I won't take the time to quote, but I've been very interested in that. And it's the same in all cultures. In other words, whether they are coming out of the Islamic tradition, out of the Judaic, Christian, Buddhist, about 8%. 5, 8, 12, depends which research. But that's great news that in spite of the enormous forces over the last 5,000 years to kill that energy, you can't. I mean, it's as long as there's human beings, it won't be killed off.